Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Dramasology Podcast. In this episode, I am doing a quick short review of a drama I am currently watching as of the time of this episode. It's titled Perfect Marriage Revenge. It is a drama that is about this adopted daughter of a rich family. And basically, she has been mistreated all her life and she dies mistreated. And so she's reborn and has a chance to basically do things over again and fix everything. And you know, given what she now knows from her past like life, she's going to try and do better and basically take revenge on all the people that have wronged her in her first life, which is basically her adopted family, right? And to do that, she employs the help of a Chebol guy who agrees to join her in this contract marriage, all because, again, her adopted sibling wants to marry him, right? And so that's basically what this drama is about. It's a very short drama. It's only 12 episodes long, which is amazing because I do like the idea of like being reborn, which is something a lot of drama like Mark Jang dramas do. But technically, those dramas tend to be like 150 episodes, like Temptation of a Wife or something like that. Those dramas are so long that I never watch them. But this is actually a short drama, so I know it's going to be over soon. And so I know that things are going to, like, she's going to get her revenge quick, right? And so that's why I'm actually excited about this. But before we talk about the cast of this drama, I want to give a quick spoiler alert that this episode has spoilers for the Korean drama Reborn Rich and the Chinese drama Sense of Time. So listener discretion is advised. But moving on, the cast of this drama is Sung Eun, who is playing Sodoguk, who is the Chebol guy. Jung Yoo-min, who is playing An Yi-ju, who is basically the girl that's been reborn, right? And then you have Jin Ji-hee, who is playing An Yura, the adopted sister, right? The wicked, evil adopted sister. You have Kang Shin-hyo, who is playing So Jung-wook, who is basically Sodoguk's older brother, but I think they're like half brothers, right? He has a different mother, so that's a conflict in that sense. You have Oh Sung-yoon, who is playing Yoo Se-hyuk, and he is An Yi-ju's fiance in her old life, who was actually in love with the adopted sister and really only married An Yi-ju because he wanted to be close to the adopted sister, right? And then you also have like honorable mention, Lee Min-young, who is playing Lee Jong-hae. I don't know why she's listed as a support role in this on my drama list, but she is An Yi-ju and An Yura's mother, right? The lady that actually adopted An Yi-ju, right? And she's basically the most wicked of them all. And then finally, I would say that you have John Noo-min, who is playing An Jin-wong, who is An Yi-ju's adopted father, right? And I feel like for those who watch a lot of dramas, you know that he's also been in Love, Future, Marriage and Divorce, as well as Sung-eun, right? Sung-eun has also been in that. So it's a few people that have been in Love, Future, Marriage and Divorce. But yeah, that's really the cast of this drama. They're all really like well-known people. I would say the least known person in this would be maybe An Yi-ju, right? But I actually think she's doing really well. Like, her acting is amazing. I don't know how to explain it, but she is a great actress. Like, I look forward to seeing her future works, knowing just how good she can act. So yeah, like I mentioned, I picked this up because, well, I mean, it was obviously something I was going to watch. I really liked Reborn plot. It's just something that I enjoy. It's why giving Reborn Rich and Again My Life, right? Those are dramas that I like because of the idea that you can redo your life over again, right? And it's different from like, say, a time travel kind of drama, right? Which is kind of what is in like Moon in the Day or a lot of other dramas, which is like, oh, they had a Joseon like past life and so they were reborn in the modern life. No, that's too far apart for me. I like it to be immediate, right? And so this drama really satisfied that aspect for me, right? It's a life that she's redoing like a year before, right? She's going back a year before and redoing everything. So, you know, already she's broken up with the fiance that is in love with the sister. She is trying to marry the rich guy, right? She's really doing everything to piss them off and have a better life than everybody else, right? And I just like seeing everybody's reaction to that, right? I like seeing her get something good for herself, because in that first life she was like, she was a pushover, she was a doormat, like it was awful, right? And I really felt bad for her, right? And so seeing this and seeing how she's changing already is just amazing. I can't wait for her to be married, because you know, I hope she has a better life with her new family, a found family, than the family she currently has, right? I want to really see her just be happy in a marriage. That's like the best punishment for the rest of them, like just for her to be happy in a like new family, that they like her even though she's like adopted and, you know, stuff like that. Because I can already see like our future mother-in-law already kind of likes her, right? She's already kind of thinking about her and feeling pity for her, which is a good step to start with, right? So you know that in future they'll be like be really, really close, right? And so adopted families wish, like the mom and the adopted sibling, they wish that Aniju will be hated by her new family because she's adopted and everything. I don't think that's going to actually happen, right? I really like the scene also where Anyura, the adopted sister, is talking to Sodoguk's older sister, and she's trying to explain that Anyuju is basically less than her. She's, you know, adopted. She's not had a lot of things in her life. That's why she's acting this way. And Sodoguk's sister is just looking at her like she immediately catches that Anyura is fake, right? And that was just an excellent scene, and I hope that it's people like that surround themselves with Anyuju in the future, right? And so yeah, this is a very, very good drama. Currently they're already on episode 4 as of the time of this recording, and you know, it's very enjoyable. The chemistry between Sodoguk and Anyuju is also very, very good, because I think, and I'm guessing, because in the very first episode the way Sodoguk reacted to Anyuju, like he was very emotional, like when he was talking to her and, you know, trying to understand why she was so willing to do anything for her family, right? There was a very like emotional aspect to how he was saying it. And I am thinking, and again, given how again he reacted when he saw her in the new life and like knew who she was immediately, makes me think that he's known her before and maybe even liked her before, right? And that's why he was so willing to like help her with this revenge that she's going on, right? I think he actually has feelings for her already, had it before he even like she knew him, right? And so I feel like that's probably why he's deciding to help her with this, right? I would like to think, because again, Reborn Rich has given me trauma, right? In that, you know how at the end of Reborn Rich, spoiler, if you've not watched Reborn Rich, go and watch it first. But the main character of Reborn Rich, Sunjugi's character, right, ends up going back again to the old life, right? So he was reborn first and then he actually went back again to the old life. And that, I think, has given me trauma that in this, I'm like, what if there's a chance that she actually ends up going back to her old life? And maybe she isn't dead. Maybe Sodoguk actually comes in the last minute in that like old life and has tried to save her. I also saw that in like Sense of Time, right? Sense of Time also that had that kind of premise, right? Where like really she was kind of dreaming the whole thing. Sorry, spoiler, that's another spoiler. If you've not watched it, oh my god, that's like a really, really big spoiler. So like you sense that, you know, somebody is basically trying to wake her up in Sense of Time as well, right? And she actually ends up waking up and realizing that the guy that has been in love with her all this time saved her life and has been trying to wake her up. I'm thinking maybe that might also happen in this, but again, Korea and Chinese drama have different like rules and policies like with the government. So like Chinese dramas, you cannot do like reborn dramas, I think, right? Whereas I think Korean, they don't really care, right? So actually this might end up playing out with her just staying reborn, which would be like awesome. Actually, I want something like that. I just want it to remain in the new life where she has gotten everything she's ever wanted, right? So we'll see if that's how this will play out. But yeah, this drama is going so well. I'm so glad it's very, very short, because if a drama is too long, I can't watch it, right? So I like when my drama is quick. I like the revenge to be quick. I don't want to have to wait like several. Like I am not a masochist, right? I don't like for my characters to suffer through like the first like 100 episodes and then it's like 2 episodes find out that they get that like revenge, and it doesn't make any sense. I always hated that about like Mak Jang dramas, right? But I guess that's how they keep people hooked, right? This is a Mak Jang drama, no doubt, but it's short. It's 12 episodes, which is even more shocking, because usually dramas are 16. Although I mean, a lot of dramas these days have been going to that like 12 episodes thing. I don't know if it's because there's like more budgets for more dramas and so they have like time and they need new dramas to come out immediately, and that's why they're shortening a lot of their dramas. If that is why, that's great. But yeah, regardless, I am just glad it's really, really short. I'm really, really enjoying the female lead's acting. She's just so good. Like she's the core of this, right? She is able to carry this drama just so well that, like, I can't see anything when she's on screen. She's just that good. So yeah, very, very glad, very, like, into this drama right now. If you've not watched this drama, do check it out. It's very good. It's a very guilty pleasure kind of drama. There isn't much investment because you know she's going to get a good ending, right? She's going to have a happy ending, right? And so, yeah, definitely check this drama out if you've not watched it. I recommend it highly, highly. Yeah, that has been my rather short review of Perfect Marriage Revenge. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a nice day. Bye.